Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alex Castellanos is our ABC News political analyst, joins us, you know, once every other week to kind of give us the rundown on what's happening in D.C. And I hear there was a conference call yesterday, Alex, with Nancy Pelosi trying to herd the cats, all these Democrats who want Donald Trump out, and they just don't give a damn what has to happen to make that true.
And Nancy Pelosi, the old pro, has asserted control over her Democratic Party. Mm-hmm. She put the most of the cats in the box. She said, nope, we're not going to have a rush to impeachment.
So why not? Why not? I mean, they're convinced that the Mueller report's so terrible. Why not just go through the political theatrics of trying to embarrass Donald Trump? It would please their base, right?
John, that's a key question and a good one, and I think it's for a couple of reasons. One is that it's going to be very hard to impeach this president for obstructing justice, for trying to cover up a crime that Mueller says he didn't commit.
Uh-huh.
No collusion.
Yeah.
But politically, that's what really makes the difference. Democrats have figured out that this country doesn't want a continuation of the last 2 years. It doesn't want the storms and the turmoil of all of this. They want 2020 to be a choice about their country and who's going to lead it and in what direction. And impeachment is a look backwards, not a look forward. So Pelosi has done her job. She's going to give those young, hot Democrats impeachment without impeachment. We'll have the hearings, but why don't we leave impeachment in voters' hands in 2020?
Mm-hmm. So they still get an opportunity to trash Donald Trump, which they're eager to continue to do. And that should motivate their core constituency to get out to the polls whenever they need them.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what she's going to give them a lot of heat, still keep a focus on Trump.
Mm-hmm.
But she also realizes Democrats have to do more than just bang on Trump, because mm-hmm. unlike 2018, this is not going to be an election just about Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a real choice who's going to lead us. And Democrats have to put their foot forward there. So the Mueller tequila party that lasted 2 years is over, and Democrats are sobering up.
Alex, shoot straight with me, because as I go through, I'm still trying to force my way through the entire report without just relying on other people to tell me what's in it. Have you found anything that you think Donald Trump is truly vulnerable on in that report? I mean, there's some things that are not necessarily nice, that are kind of not flattering. There's certainly some management problems revealed, I think, but that's not new to anybody. But do you think he's got a real vulnerability in there?
Not really.
No.
This report tells us that Donald Trump is pretty much exactly who we thought he was from before the day he was elected.
Right.
We have known that Donald Trump will grab women by the P word, that he pushes every boundary and at times crosses them. We know Donald Trump, let's say, is generous with the truth, but that's why his supporters sent him to Washington. They thought it would take a living hand grenade to blow up Washington.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I don't think the Mueller report really changes anything.
And the key thing is we talk about the truth, and I think that's important, but he doesn't lie under oath. I mean, he pushes it. He extrapolates things. I hate to say makes up stories, but he's quite frankly, he's been proven right about a lot of this stuff. Everybody call, oh, you're such a liar. You were spied on. You say you were spied on. Now we're finding out that he was telling the truth, and no one gave him any credibility when he was saying it.
Yeah, we We found out he was telling the truth about being spied upon. We found out he was telling the truth about Hillary Clinton and the fake dossier. And by the way, as far as colluding with Russia, and is that the new standard now that we can get information from foreign powers to influence our elections? Well, guess what? Hillary Clinton paid for a fake dossier from Russia. So, and as far as lying goes, if you ask the American people, they will tell you Donald Trump lies. They will also tell you that you can keep your doctor was a lie. They also tell you that both parties in Washington promised to do something about reckless spending and out-of-control entitlements. So, gee, politicians are lying in Washington. I don't think that's going to distinguish anybody in 2020.
That's a good awful point, but a good point to make. Alex Castellanos, our ABC News political analyst. I always enjoy talking to you. Thanks, Alex.
Good to be with you, John.
Yes, sir.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.